بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن يعلم أنما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى؟ إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب.
Verse number 19. The one who knows that what Allah has revealed to you, O Messenger, is undoubtedly the truth from your Lord, and who has faith in and responds to Allah, cannot be equal to someone who is blind, who disbelieves in Allah, and does not respond to Him. Only those with sound understanding will pay heed to, and take a lesson from this.
الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق.
Verse number 20. Those who respond to Allah are the ones who fulfill the pledges they made to Allah, or the pledges they made to His servants, and who do not break the pledges made with Allah or with others.
والذين يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب.
Verse number 21. They are those who join everything that Allah commands to be joined, such as ties with family and their fellow brothers for the sake of Allah, who are in such awe of their Lord that it moves them to carry out His instructions and refrain from His prohibitions, and who fear that Allah will take them to account for every sin they commit, for any person whose account is scrutinized will be ruined.
والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار.
Verse number 22. They are those who remained steadfast in following Allah and in the ease and hardship that Allah decreed for them, and they remained firm in refraining from going against Him, seeking Allah's pleasure. They kept up the prayer perfectly. They discharged their obligations from the wealth that we gave them, and they willingly gave from that wealth, secretly to avoid ostentation, and openly so that others could follow their lead. They repel the evil of those who harm them by doing good to them. These people who have these qualities will have a praiseworthy outcome on the Day of Judgment.
جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب.
Verse number 23. This praiseworthy outcome refers to gardens in which they will permanently reside in luxury. To complete the favor, those of their fathers, mothers, wives, and children who wear upright will enter these gardens together with them, so as to make their stay even more enjoyable by meeting them. In addition, the angels will come in to visit and congratulate them from every door of their homes in paradise.
سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار.
Verse number 24. The angels will greet them whenever they come to visit them, saying, "Peace be upon you," i.e., You are safe from calamities because of your being steadfast in following Allah, and in difficult times and being firm in not going against Him. What a wonderful final home is your outcome. Since Allah mentioned the attributes of the believers, He thereafter mentioned the attributes of the disbelievers who turn away and said,
وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ.
Verse number 25. As for those who break their pledge with Allah after it has been made binding, and cut off the relationships that Allah has commanded to be joined, those are the unfortunate and wretched ones, who will be distanced from Allah's mercy, and they will have a dreadful home in the fire.
Allah yabsutu ar-rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٌ.
Verse number 26. Allah expands provision for anyone He wills, and restricts it for any of His servants that He wills. Being given abundant provision is not a sign of being fortunate or of having attained Allah's love. Similarly, restriction of provision is not a sign of being wretched. The disbelievers rejoiced in the life of this world and inclined to it becoming comfortable therein. Yet, the life of this world compared to the hereafter is only a brief enjoyment that will soon pass.
ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل عليه آية ربه. قل إن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي إليه من أناب.
Verse number 27. Those who disbelieved in Allah and His verses say, if only a physical sign was sent down to Muhammad from his Lord, proving his truthfulness, and then we will believe. Say, O Messenger, to those who suggest this, Allah, through His justice, leaves whoever He will to stray, and through His grace, He guides to Himself those who turn towards Him in repentance. Guidance is not in their hands, so that they could link it to the sending down of signs.
الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Verse number 28. These people whom Allah guides are those who have faith and whose hearts find comfort in the remembrance of Allah and in His glorification and praise, and by reciting and listening to His book. Truly, it is only natural that in the remembrance of Allah, hearts find comfort. Beneficial points. 1. Knowledge is virtuous, and those who possess it are not equal to those who don't. 2. Encouragement towards a number of moral virtues that lead to paradise, including good relations, awe of Allah, fulfillment of pledges, patience, spending and repaying an evil deed with a good one. 3. Warning against some attributes that result in being cursed and distanced from Allah's mercy, including breaking Allah's pledge, cutting off what Allah has ordered to be joined, and spreading corruption on earth. 4. The keys to provisions are in Allah's hands. May He be glorified. The expansion or restriction by Allah in the provision of a servant should not necessarily be a cause of joy or sorrow. as it is not an indication of Allah's pleasure or anger in respect of that servant. 5. Guidance is not necessarily linked to the sending down of the signs and miracles requested by the idolaters. 6. One of the effects of the Qur'an on the believing servant is that it brings about tranquility in the heart.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ.
Verse number 29. These people who have faith in Allah and do good actions that bring them close to Allah will have a pleasant life in the afterlife and will have a beautiful outcome in paradise.
كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم لتتلو عليهم الذي أوحينا إليك وهم يكفرون بالرحمن قل هو ربي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وإليه متاب.
Verse number 30. Just as we sent previous messengers to their communities, we sent you, O Messenger, to your community, so that you may recite to them the Quran that we revealed to you, for it is sufficient evidence of your truthfulness. Yet, the condition of your people is that they reject this miracle, because they deny the benevolent one, as they associate others with him as partners. Say, O Messenger, the benevolent one, with whom you associate others as partners, he is my Lord. There is no one deserving of being worshipped but he. In him, I put my trust for all my affairs, and to him, I turn in repentance.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى بَلْ لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ جَمِيعًا أَفَلَمْ يَيْأَسِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَهَدَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَلَا يَزَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا تُصِيبُهُمْ بِمَا صَنَعُوا قَارِعَةٌ أَوْ تَحُلُّ قَرِيبًا مِنْ دَارِهِمْ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ وَعْدُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادَ.
Verse number 31. If any of the divine scriptures had the quality of being able to make the mountains move from their places, or the earth split and turn into rivers and springs, or be recited to the dead, who would then come to life, it would have been this Qur'an that is revealed to you, O Messenger, for its evidence is clear, and its effect is profound. If only their hearts were mindful, but they reject it. Instead, the matter of sending down miracles and other matters are entirely in Allah's control. Do those who have faith in Allah not know that if Allah willed to guide all people together, without sending down any miracles, he would have done so? But he did not will that. Those who reject Allah continue to be struck with a severe disaster that shakes them, or such disaster falls close to their homes until Allah's promise of the continuous punishment comes to pass. Allah does not fail to accomplish what He promised when the time specified for it comes.
وَلَقَدْ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَابٍ.
Verse number 32. You are not the first messenger to be rejected and mocked at by his people. The communities before you, O Messenger, mocked at their messengers and rejected them. But I gave respite to those who rejected their messengers, until they thought I would not destroy them. Then I seized them after that respite, with various forms of punishment. What do you think of my punishment of them? It was really a severe punishment.
أَفَمَنْ هُوَ قَائِمٌ عَلَى كُلِّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ قُلْ سَمُّوهُمْ أَمْ تُنَبِّئُونَهُ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ بِظَاهِرٍ مِّنَ الْقَوْلِ بَلْ زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَكْرُهُمْ وَصُدُّوا عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ
Verse number 33. Is the one who watches over the actions of every soul, and who recompenses it for its actions, more deserving of being worshipped, or these idols who do not have any right to be worshipped? Yet, the disbelievers have unjustly and falsely made them partners to Allah. Say to them, O Messenger, tell us the names of the partners that you worship together with Allah, if you are true in your claim. Or is it that you are informing Allah of partners on earth that He does not know of? Or are you informing Him with a show of words that have no reality? Rather, Satan has made the evil designs of the disbelievers seem good to them. Thus, they rejected Allah, and He turned them away from the path of righteousness and guidance.
لهم عذاب في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أشق وما لهم من الله من واق.
Verse number 34. There is a punishment for them in this world, in the form of being killed and imprisoned at the hands of the believers, but the punishment of the hereafter that awaits them will be more severe and more difficult than the punishment of this world, because of its never-ending severity and continuity. They will have no one to protect them from Allah's punishment on the Day of Judgment. Beneficial points. 1. The main purpose of every revealed scripture is to provide guidance and not to bring down signs and miracles. These are in the control of Allah, who decrees them when and how He wills. 2. Allah consoles the Prophet, peace be upon him, and informs him that the denial that he is experiencing with the idolaters is not something new, but was faced by the previous prophets.